Many of us have said at one point or another, I just need to catch a break. We imagine that a break will arrive like a sudden clearing in a storm, obvious, undeniable, and life-changing. Yet, more often than not, when a break does come, it slips quietly into our lives, disguised as something small, inconvenient, or even intimidating. The real problem is not that opportunities are rare, but that we frequently fail to recognize, value, and fully appreciate them when they appear. A break is rarely a dramatic turning point handed to us on a silver platter. Instead, it often looks like extra responsibility, a chance to try something unfamiliar, or even a setback that forces growth. The job offer that doesn't seem perfect, the introduction to someone outside your usual circle, or the unexpected challenge that pushes you beyond your comfort zone, these are all potential breaks. But because they don't match our preconceived idea of success or ease, we overlook them or dismiss them entirely. Part of the issue lies in how we define a break. We tend to think of it as something that immediately benefits us, requiring little effort while delivering maximum reward. In reality, most meaningful opportunities demand effort, patience, and even risk. A true break is less about instant gratification and more about potential. It is a door, not a destination. Walking through it requires courage and commitment, and many people hesitate at that threshold. Another reason we squander our breaks is a lack of perspective. When we are focused only on what we lack, it becomes difficult to see what we already have. Gratitude sharpens awareness. When we begin to appreciate small wins, incremental progress, and even lessons learned through failure, we train ourselves to recognize opportunities more clearly. What once seemed insignificant begins to reveal its value. Fear also plays a significant role. Sometimes we recognize a break for what it is, but we are afraid to take it. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, or even fear of success can paralyze us. It is easier to say, "I'm waiting for a better opportunity," than to risk stepping into the unknown. However, waiting for the perfect break often means missing the real ones that are right in front of us. To avoid squandering our breaks, we must shift our mindset. We need to become more attentive, more willing to act, and more open to possibilities that don't fit our expectations. This means asking questions, taking initiative, and embracing discomfort as part of growth. It also means reflecting on our experiences and learning to identify patterns, recognizing when a small moment has the potential to become something greater. Ultimately, a break is not just something you receive, it is something you cultivate. It is shaped by how you respond, how you prepare, and how you persist. The next time you find yourself wishing for a break, pause and look more closely at your current situation. You may already be standing in the middle of one. Don't squander it.